kicking off. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Good morning. It's a Thursday. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. If you want to be part of the show, you're more than welcome to chime in nice and early. We love hearing your morning voice as you're waking up. It's 833-563-2539. Twitter and Instagram, you can find us there. See all kinds of stuff that we post on the show. It's Joe and McKenzie. And of course, joemckenzie.com is where we put everything together. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How you guys all doing today?
Yeah.
Good. Woo. Sleepy a little bit.
It sounds like it. What's going on? How was your birthday yesterday?
My birthday was amazing. Thank you very much. I had a great day. So last night, since it was Wednesday, just kind of celebrated with my fam. Oh my gosh. My mom, Kiki, is like next level. It's such a big, beautiful spread. And she got all different like slivers of cake from the cake bake with like sparkles and stuff. So I had a really nice dinner with my family. And she like had these candles that were like really decorative, but they were like had huge flames. So the house almost burnt down. It was really funny.
I was just about to bring that up. If you go to Mackenzie's Instagram story, I was literally
at Mackenzie Ross.
Audibly laughing out loud because when your mom is bringing in the cake and you're like, oh my God.
Because it was like,
There was so much fire.
It was so hilarious. I was like, she's like a cute little bob haircut. I was like, she's going to singe your hair off. But it was so funny. I know. I was like dying laughing. So that was really cool. So I just did that. And I drank some wine and had some fun. And it was a little rough getting up this morning. A little sleepy. But that's all right. I think it's because I know we have a big meeting later that we have to stay late for. So like when you know you can go to work and then kind of like, okay, get your stuff done. Maybe go back. But it's like today's a long one.
Good thing about this meeting, it's going to be like, like, we don't have to do anything in this meeting. We just sit and hear the news, and that's it.
And so we're told that this meeting is 30 minutes. I'm going to be timing it to see actually how long. I'm hoping we can stick to schedule, but sometimes, I mean, think about it. We're all, like, radio personalities. We all like to talk. We all like to be like boisterous, so sometimes these meetings can drag on.
But there's a key to be efficient.
Yes.
Because I schedule my day in blocks of half hours. So I've scheduled this meeting, like they said, 12 to 12:30, and then I have a 1 o'clock. That's what I got going on.
How was your day yesterday, Chops?
It was good. I worked at the steakhouse, and that was all right, but it's official. I am getting internet.
Dang!
Yay! When?
There's a little bit of bad news. So I scheduled the technician to come Monday between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., but I have a doctor's appointment at 2 p.m. I forgot about.
Ooh.
So do I reschedule the doctor's appointment or reschedule the cable visit or just go with it?
I would reschedule the doctor's appointment.
Or, I mean, I could roll with it. What if they show up at 1? I could
let
them in.
They never do, though, and that's just anybody, though.
Okay, then what if I go to my doctor's appointment a little early, I'm done by, like, 2:45, and then get home by 3 right when they show up?
I just don't think.
Yeah, I don't think that's the best thing. I think what's your doctor's appointment for? Just like a regular thing?
Is it something special? Yeah, he's just going to read me my results of the blood work.
Oh, but you already know your results.
Well, I mean, I know, but a doctor still has to, like, you know.
Well, yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah, I would reschedule. By the way, you never have to answer that. HIPAA. You don't have to tell us what your doctor's visits are about or like why you're going in.
Right.
Or your diagnosis.
Yeah, right.
But it's better for the show, so what is it for?
But yeah, I would reschedule the doctors because I feel like that might be easier to reschedule than like a cable company. Like cable companies can kind of be complicated.
Like how sad is that? We're like, oh, your health. Put it on the back burner.
No, we've waited so long. I'm not worried about his health anymore. I'm worried about this internet connection.
Show up super early. They'll just squeeze me in early.
I've tried to do that before and it has not worked out for me.
You should just call them and see if there's an earlier time you can get in. Sometimes people call it or can't make it. Or
maybe you can go to the doctor earlier.
Okay. Will do. Thank you.
Good luck with that and congratulations. Yeah. What about you, Live the Web Girl? How was your day?
It was good. I taught another cycle bar class last night. I was so tired yesterday though, guys, and like I had to still make my playlist, which takes a long time, so I literally only had 15 minutes for a nap. I shut my eyes for 15 minutes and I kid you not, like open mouth drooling, like dreams happening in just 15 minutes. And then my alarm went off and so I set it for another 5 minutes. Same thing happened. In 5 minutes I fell asleep so hard and so deep that I started dreaming. And then my alarm went off and I was like, okay, 2 more minutes I can squeeze in. And then the 2 minutes I ended up not falling asleep. I got a call, but that's how tired I was. Like in 5 minutes, I was so deep into sleep that I was literally dreaming and like open mouth breathing. But so I did that. So I was really nervous about my cycle bar class, just like having enough energy and like to be able to like motivate a room and stuff. But it was actually a really good class. So I'm really excited. I have 2 more classes this week. I can make it through it.
All right, cool. Good news. I'm glad to hear you got that playlist. I know you're cramming it in yesterday trying to get those proper tempos and beats per minute. It's pretty bad when you're asking Pork Chop like what song you should go for. It's like, oh, she's really last minute on this one.
I know. And especially he's slipping on top song of the day wins.
Yeah, we don't want to beat him up too much, though. But hey, how about that internet? I have 2 things. One, I recommended, a lot of people recommended, shout out to Lindsay at THR. She's a friend of the show and she listens and she recommended, it's called the Medicine Ball from Starbucks. I guess it's been around for a while, but I've never had it. And holy crap, I feel like it's part of the recovery I'm doing. My voice feels 100 times better today.
Good. Wow.
So I'm liking that. And also, I said I wouldn't, and I still won't, but just want to give you guys an update. The Christmas tree and all the decorations are still up in our house, and I don't think they're ever coming down.
That's okay.
My tree's like
dead. I
would
say after this weekend. This weekend will be really like a clutch.
Is your stuff still up?
Yeah, because I don't have any time during the week to do anything.
That's how I am.
Because I have a child, and I have running around and doing a million things, so...
I don't have a child. So Mackenzie's got, obviously,
you are a child.
But I still have Christmas presents that are still in boxes.
Do you have to go take anything back?
Still in bags. Yes, I have to go take them back, but it's like 30 minutes from where I live. So it's like I have absolutely zero time in the week to like take drive 30 minutes, make returns, drive 30 minutes back.
Pork Chop will do it for you, just for a fee, right?
This weekend.
Make that money, honey.
Be when I get all that stuff done.
All right, cool. Well, hey, we got a lot going on today. We got group therapy today. If you ever need help or anything, we'd love to do that. We'll be talking, I believe, to Mark today. He needs some help with his girlfriend. I think he found something, and I think he's getting ready to propose. So we'll hear more about that. Looking forward to Song of the Day today. It's a Throwback Thursday edition. But before we get into all that, we're going to get into the tea coming up next with Mackenzie.
Yeah, Justin Bieber reveals a scary health diagnosis. And Jillian Michaels says Lizzo is going to get diabetes?
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, it is tea time, and we are kicking things off with Justin Bieber. This was very scary. He revealed that he was diagnosed with Lyme disease, an infection caused by bacteria commonly carried by ticks.
As humans, we go through so many ups and downs, so many good seasons, bad seasons.
So he's revealing, like, a lot of people were, and I too, I will admit, and Liv says the same thing. We're kind of like, he's just been looking not like himself lately, just kind of like rough, and his skin's been really bad. And then he's like, hey, this is why people have been mean to me, saying I'm on meth, I've been doing all these things. Well, here's the real deal. Was diagnosed with Lyme disease. Not only does it have serious chronic effects on me, like my brain function, energy, overall health, but my skin, my appearance, and he wants everybody to know that he has Lyme disease. Roughly 300,000 Americans are diagnosed with it with every single year. So that'll come out in his documentary, which debuts in just basically 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo, so that's, I'm so excited for this documentary.
Yeah. So it's interesting that he didn't wait until it came out, but I guess he's dropping the news now. So, of course, we hope he gets better and feels great. Well, on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, director Quentin Tarantino, who's always a spark plug, he was on there crediting none other than the Golden Girls for helping launch his career.
What I did get was for an Elvis impersonator on the Golden Girls. And so I did this Golden Girl, and it's like Sophia's Wedding is what it was. It became a two-part Golden Girl. So I got paid residuals for both parts, all right? And it was so popular, they put it on a Best of the Golden Girls, and I got residuals every time that showed. And that kept me going during our pre-production time trying to get Reservoir Dogs going.
So thank Golden Girls for Reservoir Dogs.
It's all connected to Betty White.
I love Quentin Tarantino's energy. It's like when you listen to those people with that kind of energy, so amazing. It's like you've had a Red Bull after like being in their presence. That's so cool. And speaking of Elvis, it was his birthday twins yesterday. He would have been 85. Well, moving on to Adele, she's had a major weight loss. She's lost 40 pounds, and she credits it for the Cirque food diet. And now Dr. Oz is kind of explaining that.
The Cirque diet that Adele uses, fine. We have System 20, which is a fabulously popular approach, but it's coming down to the same basic ideas. Make yourself a list of foods that you absolutely adore that happen to be good for you. They're nutrient rich, but not a lot of calories, and they allow you to eat a lot of food and get through your day without feeling like it's a struggle.
I love that. So you take the foods you actually like and enjoy that are healthy, and then you focus on those. And Adele, she's getting mixed reviews. She's lost a lot of weight kind of fast, it seems, but her appearance, that's what happens when you lose weight really fast. Like, people are saying, oh, she should do fillers now in her face because she looks a little gaunt and, like, kind of aged her, which happens a lot. I remember Bill Clinton lost a lot of weight pretty fast, and he looked like he aged 10 years. It's just rough.
There's nothing good unless, like, you can stay skinny your whole life or in shape. Once you're overweight, there's always repercussions. But forget how you look. It's how you feel. And I'm sure Adele's feeling great. Yeah. But, yeah, I saw the photo. I'm not judging. But, like, it did not look like the Adele I remember from Hello. Yeah. It was a little different, but good for her.
Yeah. Oh, I think she's beautiful no matter what. And so is Lizzo. However, fitness expert Jillian Michaels is getting heat. She was on BuzzFeed's AM to DM, and she's talking about Lizzo. She loves her music, but maybe we shouldn't be emphasizing her body.
I have to say, I personally found, and I love celebrities like Lizzo or Ashley Graham who are really preaching self-acceptance.
I love her music.
Yeah.
100%. I don't know anything about her. I'm sure she's a cool, awesome chick.
Yeah, and I love that they're putting images out there that we normally don't get to see of bodies that we don't get to see being celebrated. And
why are we celebrating her body? Why does it matter? That's what I'm saying. Like, why aren't we celebrating her music? Because it isn't going to be awesome if she gets diabetes.
Well, I want to ask you.
I'm just being honest. Like, I love her music. Like, my kid loves her music. But there's never a moment where I'm like, and I'm so glad that she's overweight. Like, why do I even care? Like, why is it my job to care about her weight?
So Lizzo, we know she can be feisty. It'll be interesting to see her response.
She brings up some very interesting points. And this is coming from a guy that's very big himself. I don't know. I think it's an interesting question to raise. I don't have the answers, though. You can let us know what you think. You can tweet us anytime. Joe and Mackenzie. Also, check out the tea. Just text in JAM, J-A-M, to 52140. You'll see that up at joemackenzie.com. We all know about etiquette, like eating at the dining room table, but do we know about digital etiquette? I apparently am very bad at it. Very, very bad at it.
I don't even know the etiquette. I feel like I'm an etiquette person.
Well, it's going to sound weird, but I'm going to teach you some etiquette coming up next, okay?
Oh, this will be fun.
All right, we're Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now, and we're going to talk etiquette. Not like, hey, which knife or fork do you use? Because honestly, all I know about like silverware stuff is you start from the outside, right? Is that what you do? Then you work your way in?
Work your way in.
Okay.
Easy rule.
All right. Still confuses the crap out of me. Well, this is digital etiquette. And a lady named Victoria Turk, she's an editor at Wired UK, came out with, I guess, web tips for treating people right online. Number one, I love. Oh, I don't know why people do it so much at this job. I wonder if where you work this happens too. Replying all, you should reconsider it. Look over the list of people on there before you reply all. Does everybody need this information? If not, consider directing your response directly to the sender or those that need the information. How often do we get reply emails here at work? And it doesn't say to reply all, but somebody's like, I'm going to reply all. Then somebody else replies all.
I don't mind the emails. The group texts are the ones that get me.
Like the
really big group texts, like, oh, hey. And then everyone's like replying and I can't. And then it shows if you exit. I think you can mute, though.
Always mute, yeah.
When I was in college for my sorority, they would send out mass emails to my sorority. And I was always the one to accidentally reply all. And like, we're talking about like 150 like petty girls. Like, you were chastised for replying all. Like, you were basically like, I mean, they hated it so much, and I would get in so much trouble. I would just like, people would give me so much shade about it that now I never ever reply all.
There was a guy at a place I worked, his name was Jake, and so he replied all to an email, and he was complaining that someone stole his Diet Mountain Dew. And this was to a huge corporation. Like, it went to like the CEO. So he got so burned. Everyone, his new name was Diet Jake. And everyone is just like, what a loser. Just because, like, he replied to, like, everyone about who took my Diet Mountain Dew from the mini fridge on the sixth floor.
All right, but to be fair, though, did they ever find out who took the Diet Mountain Dew?
I don't think so, but he
Poor
is known
Jake.
As Diet Jake for the rest of his
Poor
life.
Poor Jake. Okay. Emailing, they say, this lady, is not an instant messenger. It's supposed to be a quick, immediate, back-and-forth conversational tool if you need, like, a quick answer. That's what text messaging is for. Don't, or instant messaging, don't email somebody for that. Just the actual details. We get that sometimes at work. I don't know if everybody's job's the same thing, but it's like, could you just come talk to me? Because I bet we could talk this out in 3 minutes compared to 20 emails.
Well, and I will check my emails, like, every so often, like, a couple of times throughout the day. But I'm constantly checking my text messages. Like, I have my notifications on for my text messages. So, like, if you text me, I'm going to actually see it. If you email me, it might be hours before I see it. So, yeah. Like, I don't, like, don't expect me to respond within, like, 30 minutes or an hour if you email me, because I'm just not on it as much as text messages.
I get that, but I think it depends. Like, our job, we're kind of expected, though. Like, it's a weird one. You know what I mean? Like, normal, like, I don't know, most jobs you probably don't have to be on email all the time, but like ours.
Well, I mean, I definitely check it like throughout the day, but like I'm not going to be checking it like every hour.
Yeah. Well, also, people need to respect boundaries, and you have to place them. It's like, I'm not available to you 24/7 deal.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. That one, like, yeah, just text me. If it's like that urgent or it's that important, then text me. If not, like, yeah, I'll get to it later, or I'll get to it, you know, at a timely fashion, but if it's very urgent, just text me. Just
my idea is always coming to me like in the middle of the night, and I saw this one. I'm like, ooh, okay, I'm gonna have to try doing this. Respect downtime. It says your coworkers probably can't help but check their email after hours. Yeah, right, Liv. which is why you shouldn't bother them. If you have an aha moment at midnight and want to get it all done, just write it down and set it as a draft and do it like the next morning. I'm like, okay, I'll do that, because that's what happens to me. Mm-hmm. It's, I never think of anything like during the day when I need to or want to. It's like I'm going to bed. I'm like, oh crap. So I type out an email at 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, So I'm just gonna have to learn how to start scheduling that and send it out for like 7 or 8 in the morning. Because I get those all
or
the time.
Or just like writing it down, like in your notes stuff. I do that all the time. Like, if I like think of something, like I'll just write it down in my notes, and I'm like, oh, like we can talk about this tomorrow or something like that.
And the final thing that, I mean, there's a bunch of these digital etiquette things that you can check out, but it says schedule all your calls, even with your friends. This I disagree with. It blows my mind. It says forget the surprise phone call. In this day and age, it's rude to do that. When you receive a phone call you're not expecting, it throws you off guard. It's almost intrusive. Instead, embrace a simple two-step process of shooting off a quick check-in text before you dial. What?
That just like would never happen with me and my friends. Like, I guess sometimes, like, my friend the other day was like, hey, I'm going to call you in 30. And I'm like, okay, perfect. Like, I'll be on my way to work out. Perfect. But we normally never do that. And here's the thing with me and my friends. Like, if I call and they don't answer, like, I don't get upset about it. I don't get hurt about it. In the same way with, like, when they call me and I don't answer, like, we just don't think about it. There was one day where I called my best friend, Brooke, every single day for 5 days in a row, and she never answered. And she would text me, I'd be like, oh, like, sorry, sometimes. But like, you just, people are busy. They're living their lives.
Would it
you
annoy
know?
You though if like she doesn't pick up your call and then she like posts something?
Well, she has done that.
Oh,
but
that
the
gets
same
me.
Time,
when I see somebody else, I'm like, okay, really?
But then when they post something, I'm like, oh, that's why she couldn't answer the phone, because she's at a game or she's out to lunch or she's at a coffee shop. Like, yeah. I just don't want to be on the phone all of the time.
Yeah.
So, like,
So, post that IG story instead.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. I get you. Hey, coming up, we got Joe's Need to Know News, and involving this one is true love, but in Utah, apparently this type of love is illegal. Doctors, how they helped one woman have breast reconstruction. This is incredible. And speaking of phone etiquette, there's one beer that's actually going to give you a beer if you stay off your phone. Did I perk anybody's interest on that one? I'll give you all the details coming up next with Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Starting out with a couple. Their names, Michael Lee and Angela Peng, and they're from Utah. And after a couple, there actually are a couple, and they're expecting a baby, which is just amazing news, right? A baby coming into the world. Well, the thing is, they're first cousins, which is not necessarily the best thing. Her father is the older brother of the mother. Since the baby's existence proves that they hooked up, they could face up to $10,000 in fines and 5 years in prison because hooking up between cousins is illegal in their home state of Utah. Isn't it illegal everywhere?
It should be.
Like, yeah. Where is it legal at? But listen.
Does the baby have any functional problems or disabilities?
They're expecting the baby. I'm sure it will.
So we don't know yet.
We don't know, but she's pregnant. But listen, here, the reason I talked about this, listen to the audio of these two talking about each other.
We've known each other all our lives. We've been each other's first crushes, first kisses, and we happen to be first cousins.
We're like in second grade, like 7, 8 years old, and we immediately clicked. And we're like best friends. We were slow dancing in the closet. We got caught kissing.
I got pulled aside by my parents and they said, "What's going on?" And my mom said, "Cool it, Angie." And we felt like from then on, we kind of kept
Angie, you need to calm down. Somebody relax.
Kept apart. And it felt unfair. It felt a little bit like Romeo and Juliet, except instead of these warring families, it's the same family.
So that's what you're working with right there. Do you think they should go to jail?
Maybe not jail, but like a psych ward.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they should get help. What are they going to do? What's that going to do for them in jail? I want criminals and people that are going to hurt other people behind bars, not these two.
Okay.
Yeah, that gives me heebie-jeebies.
I mean, yeah, they should go to therapy. Gross.
Yeah, therapy. Maybe not jail.
You guys don't get it, okay? They love each other. Doctors, this is amazing, used a woman's love handles to reconstruct her breasts after she had a double mastectomy because she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Doctors are amazing what they can do. The 46-year-old woman from New York was diagnosed with breast cancer a year ago. She had chemotherapy and a double mastectomy. Doctors said the only area they could find any excess tissue on her was, which who doesn't love this, in the love handle area. The surgery took more than 11 hours and doctors were able to successfully reconstruct her breasts. So that is amazing. I know a lot of women going through breast cancer. That's a big thing when you have to have a mastectomy or just even if you're, I know some people that have had that just elective so they don't have the cancer because they have a high risk of that in their family. And I think it's so cool they were able to take the love handles and give her breasts.
I mean, fat transfer is a huge thing. It's the way. So they say keep a little, like little extra something, ladies, on your hips or thighs because you can inject it into your face eventually. You can put it like Kardashians, Williams.
Would you guys inject stuff in your face or like, that just seems so weird to me.
There was an episode of Sex in the City mm-hmm. when Samantha injects fat from her butt
yeah.
into her face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, she's like a butt face.
Would you do that?
I mean, it's like we're talking about Adele, who's lost 40 pounds.
Yes.
Now she looks gaunt and older. But if she got that fat sucked out from where she didn't want it and you put it and you look younger in your face. I mean, it all depends.
You didn't answer my question. Would you do it? Pork chop's about to faint.
Yeah, guys, that makes me.
I mean, I honestly think it's much more natural than injecting random filler.
Oh, no, for sure. It's a real thing. No doubt. It's just like,
you guys,
funny,
look at Khloe Kardashian. She's had fat transfer. You take it from your thighs, they put it in their butt.
I can't.
I mean,
pork chop's leaving
pork
the room.
Pork chop is like freaking out.
Are you
going to
puke or what's
this?
Wrong? He's getting hot?
He's getting
hot.
Whoa.
What?
He's getting hot.
I think he's visualizing it too
I wasn't
much.
Trying to make him sick. I just, it's just funny because it is, like, I agree with you. It's real stuff, but it's just funny because it's coming from your butt.
It kind of freaks me out. Like, it kind of freaks me out a little bit. I mean, I know people that do this and, like, celebrities that do this, but for me personally, I don't think I could do it because I couldn't get past it.
All right, Chops, we moved on to a different story.
No, he had to leave.
I think he left.
Bless his heart.
You can come back.
Does it ick you out, like, when
yes.
we talk about
yes.
your hair?
No.
Like, if you, because he has a little spot that he's worried about on his head that he thinks is bald. So if you took hair from somewhere else and put it up there, that doesn't
eat
you up.
That's okay. I used to faint from needles. But the thought of.
So you can't watch surgery shows.
I mean, I can't. I don't know. It's just.
Have you ever seen Botched?
No.
Ugh. I can't. I cannot stomach through that show. Absolutely not.
Hope you're eating your breakfast right now. Breakfast check. Okay, this is kind of cool. Miller Lite is going really hard on this whole putting your phone down campaign. They did last year where they wanted everybody to unfollow them on social media to get a free beer. Now they have this real cool thing where they're doing it in bars. They have these black cans, so they look kind of cool. And if you have your phone down and don't check it for 30 minutes, I don't know if there's a timer or something set up, they'll give you a free can of beer. Obviously, you got to be 21 or older. But I like that general idea. It's great marketing for them, but I hate that when you go out with people. I understand everybody wants to get a quick photo or a boomerang, but after that, like, let's talk. Like, why are you scrolling on the gram when I'm right here next to you?
You know what I think is really sad is when I see couples, like, on a date, they're not speaking. Ooh. They're nose down, both of them. I don't know if that's the end of the end, but they're just, like, on their phones, not paying attention to each
other. Lindsay and I unfortunately do that sometimes. So, but I mean, I don't think it's the end of the end. Like, I think we're in a good spot right now, but I get your point, though. When you're not having a conversation at all, that's not too good. And finally, if you're having a baby, get ready. The baby names dating back to the 1920s are back in fashion. Data collected by Social Security Administration was able to predict what baby names are growing in popularity heading into the 2020s, so 100 years later. And the big ones are Elizabeth, Ruth, John, and Helen. Mm. I don't see a lot of Helens out there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. My great-grandma, we used to call her Nana. Her name was Helen, but I'm not.
But I mean, like, do you think, like you should name a kid nowadays Helen? Helen!
I like it because it's unique. Because there's not going to be, like, six Helens in a class.
Right. Maybe for, like, a middle name.
There's also Mary, Dorothy, Betty.
You know what I thought was cute? Eloise, and call her Wheezy.
Oh, like, little I Wheezy. Love that.
I think that's so cute.
That reminds me of, like, she's got asthma at Christmas time.
It's so cute.
Well, those are the popular baby names, and that is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it on out at joeandmackenzie.com or make it real easy on your phone. Text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140. Coming up next, we got your song of the day. It's a Thursday, so it's a throwback Thursday. Who's going to win? We'll find out next. Of the day. It's going on this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Today is a throwback Thursday. So we can pick a song, but it has to be at least 10 years old. That is the rule. We ran into that problem yesterday. We're all like, wait a minute, wait, when that come out? Like, oh crap, we gotta go farther back for the throwback Thursday. You decide by texting the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to this number in your phone, 52140. When you text song to that number, it'll give you options to vote for either Joe, Mackenzie, Liv, or Porkchop. So let's get it going this morning with Mackenzie. What's your throwback Thursday song?
Ooh, I just love this so much. And I forgot the song existed. I was like, yes, ODB. A little gotcha. Your money.
Yo, you better give me that money.
That's a bop that'll get you going today. So you want to text song to 52140 and then you will be prompted to pick B. Mackenzie.
Myself, Joe, I went with Air Force Ones by Nelly because while I don't have fashion sense and I only have like two pairs of shoes, the one I'm wearing and dress shoes, I appreciate this. And this song was a bop. Remember like Nelly, Murphy, Lee, Diddy? Like everybody was on this song.
I said, give me two birds. I need two birds.
So we get to stomping in my Air Force Ones.
Stomping in my Air Force Ones.
Okay, moving down the line to producer Porkchop. What's your throwback Thursday song?
I just feel like Ja Rule is very, what's the word, like underrated. You know, he's very forgotten
well,
about.
We make fun
Where
of him.
Been?
Exactly, yeah, right? Where's Ja Rule been? And he definitely hasn't won any Song of the Days at all, I think, ever. So I was looking through his songs, and I was like, you know what? I really like this one. I really miss it. So it's Ja Rule, Put It On Me.
So baby boy, put it on me.
What would I be without you? I only think about you, yeah. I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me.
Man, that is a good one. Yeah, you're right. He's got a lot of good stuff we haven't heard in a while. And Liv the Web Girl, what's your throwback Thursday song?
My throwback song is a classic. It is still in like kind of like the hip-hop kind of genre we've okay. all got going on right now. And mine is from the amazing Aaliyah. I used to listen to this song with my sisters. We would watch a music video and try to do like the dance that they did in it. And that is Rock the Boat. Saying is that I am so happy I am not on the other end and that I have to vote because all of these songs are absolute bangers.
There's so many different vibes here. Like, yours is kind of cool and chill. Mackenzie's like, you better give me my money. I don't know what mine is. And Porkchop is just like, it's a love ballad, isn't it? What would I be without you? Hey, you get to decide what song we're going to play right now. Grab your phone, text the number 52140, the word song, S-O-N-G. When you do that, it'll prompt you to choose between all the songs that we just mentioned, and your vote will decide which song gets played coming up after Maroon 5, Memories. Song of the day. A lot of people are giving us feedback saying this is way too hard to pick out which song is the best Throwback Thursday song, but sorry, you have to. You gotta do it. Let's give you a recap of all the songs you could have chose from this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie. Mackenzie kicked it off with Got Your Money by ODB. I love that song. I wonder how that's gonna do today.
Vote for it.
Myself, Joe, I went with Nelly, Air Force Ones. And then we've got producer Porkchop. He said, whatever happened to Ja Rule, man? That guy had some good music. He went with Put It On Me. I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me. And Liv the Web Girl just feeling chill and relaxed this morning. She went with Aaliyah, Rock the Boat. Okay. Producer Porkchop is looking at the computer. He's talking to Rosie.
I'm kind of shocked that this song came in last place. But last place with 12% of the vote, Liv the Web Girl.
Dang. Oh, well, R.I.P.
Oh, yes.
So oh, wow. You have to play that? Okay.
Coming in third place with 19% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Aww.
I tried that song before too, and I don't know why. It's a bop, but like it never does well.
You're not going to hear that today because you didn't vote for it.
Second place with 28% of the vote. Mind you, first place has 39% of the vote, so a big split there. Second place goes to me, producer Porkchop.
What?
Joe, 39% gets a big win today.
I guess in the words of Ja Rule, holla, holla.
Oh, no.
Thank you for your votes. I don't win often, but when I do, I appreciate it. Liv the Web Girl, I'm trying to understand this. You told us a little bit about this behind the scenes, but are your friends fighting or they're not getting along? What are you trying to figure out here?
It's not like there's like a fight that's happening right now, but I have two best friends and they're both like the closest people in my life as far as friends go. And they're both from, you know, different circles, walks of life, and they don't get along. So I have one best friend that I've been best friends with, I mean, you know, since I was a freshman in college. We were in the same sorority together, like we're very close. And then I have another friend that I met later in my last year of college, and we were just very fast friends. And mm-hmm. I met her in a completely different circle than my other best friend. And so now when I have things like birthday parties or, you know, I want to invite people to come visit me or whatever it may be, or like my sister's weddings, whatever it is, they have to be together and they don't get along. Like, aww, they just don't mesh.
Do they
don't
fight,
vibe,
though, or they just don't talk? You know what I mean? Because there's a difference between, like, a standoff and just, like, awkward silence.
I mean, there's definitely awkward silence, but then there also is some, like, fighting going on.
Ooh.
Like, they just don't vibe, and one of them doesn't really... She's more accepting of the other one and kind of is like, you know, like, why can't we all hang out? What, blah, 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 blah. And then the other one is like, no, like, I don't
I don't like her.
She's not my vibe. She's not my vibe. I just know we would not get along. Absolutely not. Whatever. So then when we are all together, there's like a contentious energy. So it's not like they're screaming at each other, but it's definitely an uncomfortable energy. There's passive aggressive conversations going back and forth, like all of this stuff. And I just want to know, like, how do I get them to like coexist and it not be awkward, uncomfortable, tense environment? Like, how do I fix this? Because it's not going to get any better as I get older.
833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. You got any advice for Liv? Maybe you went through this. That would be quite helpful. I would say if it's just them, like, not doing anything, like, they're just awkwardly there, no big deal.
And some people just don't mesh. I mean, they're like water vinegar. You know, some people, like, I don't care for some people, and I'm sure some people don't care for me, and that's okay. I mean, you can coexist, but I get it puts you in an awkward situation. But I hate to say, they might just never vibe.
Right. But it's also, too, like, there's arguing. It's like it makes everyone feel uncomfortable to the point where it's like, I feel like I have to invite one or the other, because when they are together, they can get nasty with each other.
Do you feel like you're holding your tongue when you're talking about one of them like to the other? Like, oh, you know, so-and-so and I, and then the other one might be like, oh.
Yeah, like I'm like, I like might skip out on like the plans that I might have with the other friend because like I don't want to bring it up, or I just try to keep the other one's name out of my mouth when I'm talking to each of them.
That sounds impossible to continue to do that. How long has this been going on?
I mean, I would say probably like 3 years.
Oh my gosh. Here's why
it's harder is because I live out of town.
Okay.
They both still live in the same city, but I live out of town now. So when I go down to visit, when I visit like where I went to college, where all my friends are, I have to make two separate plans. So it's like, am I going to stay at this friend's house or I'm going to stay at this friend's house? And then I know if I'm spending the weekend with one of my friends, I'm not going to see the other one the entire weekend. So then I end up going not seeing her, where it's like, it would be so easy for me to just like go down there, take a visit, and us all hang out. Yeah. And us all be able to do something together.
Don't you think, Mackenzie, she needs to like put her foot down eventually? I mean, you can't do that forever, right? You can't appease everybody and spread yourself one place here, one place there.
I don't know. Liv didn't do anything. I do that, though. I have different groups of friends. Like, I have my mommy friends that have little kids, and they're like, but then I have my other friends that are like, let's go out, a little more, like, they want to do, or they have more freedom. So I definitely have, and then it's weird when you get into the mix. Everybody, because they're just at different parts in their life. So right. I kind of cater, I hate to tell you, but like I will go out with these group, then the next go out with this group and separate them.
Right. I don't know. It's just hard too. And I feel like, especially because we're all kind of in the same walk of life. So it doesn't make sense to why like we can't all vibe. Like, and I feel like I'm almost like making excuses and like one's more sensitive than the other. So maybe one day they'll just kind of grow up, hopefully.
Well, it's funny. Amy DM'd us on Instagram. It's Joe McKenzie. She said, sounds like they need to grow up. They need to talk to each other at events. Be cordial. It's super easy. She says, I have the same situation with two of my best friends, but they do what they can because they love me. Have you ever said anything? I guess we didn't ask the beginning. Have you said something to those two individual friends, whether in a group or separate settings?
No, I haven't, because I'm not a giant like confrontation person. So I haven't. I've just kind of like let it lie. But maybe I need to bring it up and have a conversation with each of them.
Or we can do it on the air.
Maybe all of them.
Pork chop. You want to get these girls' numbers? We can do that next. All right. Well, hey, if you have any advice for Liv, let us know. It's Joe McKenzie on Twitter and on Instagram. The tea's coming up shortly. McKenzie, what do you got coming up?
What? Has Steve Harvey been stealing jokes? And another one bites the dust. I hate this. It looks like Splitsville for another Hollywood couple.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, yes, it is tea time. Dallas Cowboys introduced Mike McCarthy as the new head football coach of the team. McCarthy takes over for Jason Garrett after 9 seasons.
The commitment will be unwavering, but I won my first Super Bowl here in North Texas at AT&T Stadium. And I just want to tell you, I am anxious and excited to get to work on winning the next Super Bowl for the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, this is big news. Cowboys fans going crazy. So we will see what he's got. Have you ever wondered what it's actually like to be on The Bachelor after the big premiere with pilot Peter? Chris Harrison sat down to answer some fan questions.
We actually will stop so they can memorize the names themselves.
What is the weirdest place that there are microphones?
That's simple. There are none.
What?
There's no hidden microphones anywhere. It's not a Big Brother type of thing where we're filming everything.
How many condoms are in the fantasy suites for them?
As many as are needed.
So is there a producer standing by in fantasy suites in case they got to make a run to a...
Sadly, also my job.
You're going to the Walgreens.
Yeah. Harrison, another run. And he's going to need some Gatorade, too.
That is not true.
Jeez.
Chris Harrison is not the one making the run. There's a million assistants making the run, but it's very interesting. And I know they can't have social, like they don't have TVs or their phones. So, and of course, there's liquor. I had a girlfriend that was on a reality show and they keep the bars stocked. So everybody's loose and
they want you to be drunk and be fun.
I mean, they don't want you to be messy and sloppy, but they want you to, yeah, just be a little
spill
free.
It.
Steve Harvey, is he a joke stealer? Okay, here's the deal. Mark Curry apparently has been claiming that Steve has been stealing his jokes for years.
Hey man, listen to me.
Yeah.
Now this, I'm getting sick of this right here.
Yeah.
Mark Curry need to grow up. Steve Harvey ain't been on stage since 2015.
But he said he used him on one of your shows.
Ask Mark Curry what joke he talking about. Tell him to grow up, man.
I think it was on Little Big Shots he was making the reference.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he said.
Are you kidding me?
He said that he confronted you about it before, and then even
and
after
he
that,
still
he used it again.
Ain't saying what joke it is. Get a life. Get a career.
Right.
Go do something, man.
If you're like, who is Mark Curry? He was on, do you remember Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper. That's Mark Curry. And he says that Harvey's been stealing his jokes for years. So there is like a battle happening.
Come on, Steve. Leave Mr. Cooper alone.
Oh, man. This is heartbreaking news. Liv and I were devastated. Okay. Julianne Hough has not been seen with her hubs, Brooks Lake, for a while. So we were like, she came out recently that she's not entirely straight.
I did not think that it was going to be this like big deal because it's just always been my truth and I've never really thought about it. I think you guys are alluding to the fact that I said I'm not straight.
Yeah.
So it didn't even come as a surprise to me when I read it. I was like, oh yeah, that's just what it is. And then to see the amount of feedback that I was getting was like, whoa, oh, this is a really big deal.
Okay, so here is the tea. The couple have been married for over 2 years. However, sources are saying since December, they've been having major, major problems. And during that month, like last month, she was seen without her wedding ring on. He's a former NHL star. He posted on Insta, in 2020, I look forward to releasing old identities, stepping into a new chapter in my life. I feel a new stage of life calling to me, going on and on about a new journey. So not looking good. They're not confirming a split, but insiders are saying they're definitely separated at this point.
Oh, no. That's not good.
I know. Okay, well, so speaking of being married and on that tip, we have group therapy coming up. And this is going to be very interesting because Mark, he's thinking about proposing to his lady, but he found something. And now he's questioning, like, if he should do it or not.
All right. It's coming up. Group therapy, if you ever want to be on, all you got to do is hit us up in the DMs. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Today, we are talking with Mark. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling in. I'm sorry about that, Mark. Let me put you on there. Oh, man. Mark, are you there? Mark. Mark.
Mark, can you hear us?
Hey, guys.
Oh,
I can hear you.
He was just waiting for me to say good morning. How you doing, Mark?
Yeah. Guys, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, man. So why are we talking to you today for group therapy? What's happening?
Oh, man. Listen, my girl is secretly psycho. That's it's official. She's crazy.
They all are, Mark. I'm just letting you know.
Why do you say that? What's going on?
Okay, so we've been dating for almost a year. And, of course, you know, I'm getting ready to pop the question and propose. That
That's
whole thing.
Exciting.
Well, it was until I found something crazy. I mean, I'm cleaning up our place. You know, we're moving and stuff. And I found a list. And it's like an actual screw-up list for me. Like, literally a list.
Like all the times you messed up?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It's detailed, too. Like, dates, times. Oh, he forgot to pick me up. He was late. He ignored me with his friends. Left beard hair in the sink. Like, you know, he gave me the silent treatment. Like, it's all, like, specific detailed stuff, and it's a long list.
Is it, like, handwritten?
Yes. Yeah.
See, I don't know. I'm afraid my wife would have like a novel written by now. But is that something like, do women do that? Mackenzie, you ever do that with a guy?
I have not, but I feel like it might be therapeutic.
Just to get it on out?
Just to, like, get it out.
I don't know, I guess. I mean, I don't know why she has this. I found it tucked away in, like, in one of the drawers or something when I was doing our laundry and stuff. But I had to take a picture of it on my phone to, like, make sure that I wasn't crazy in case it got brought up. But, I'm like, this is crazy. I mean, do all girls do this? I don't.
Have you brought it up to her? Were you like, hey, I found this. Like, what is this?
I'm actually kind of scared to because it's, you know, I don't
she's
know
crazy.
What
she's
going
to
say.
So add it to the list. Found my list.
He found my
me.
List. Now I must kill him.
Wow, that is interesting. So you're really eked out by this.
It's to the point to where I'm literally doubting myself and having second thoughts about asking this woman to marry me and spend the rest of my life. Or, you know, it's. I mean, if she's going to do this now and it's only been a year, imagine, you know. 3-4 years. Like you said, you have a novel, you know, it's like, I'm worried.
Well, I think every relationship, no matter how good your partner is, that you have things that irk you and you do it. Maybe like she needs to get it out though. Like as Mackenzie said, writing it down might be good to express it, but well, I wouldn't say, I don't think from what I've heard, you'd call off the engagement, but maybe you need to actually do some couples therapy, which is not a bad thing, by the way, and figure out how she can communicate what she's writing down to you.
I guess. I mean, it's, you know, it's so off-putting. I figured, you know, after a year, we've, you know, grown really close, obviously, and I want to marry her. I figured we, you know, we do talk about our problems, but this list is, guys, when I say it's specific, it's like a checklist for a job or something. It's crazy.
Mark, I have a question. What's the difference between this and a journal? Because, like, in a diary, you can write it out. It seems like she's just more efficient and put it in list form.
I mean, I guess I never really thought of it that way.
So I find this would be actually very helpful because when you're into like an argument, like say Chops and I are arguing and I'm like, you always do this. He's like, name one time. She could be like, well, yeah. On March 17th of 2017 at 6 p.m.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that obviously would probably make us feel pretty bad. But
that's coming from the daughter of an attorney. I write everything down in
but
detail.
But see, love forgives, though, doesn't it? Like, that's, I guess, to remember as an example. There's your example. But how would you feel, though, if your significant other brought up all those bullet points? You'd be like, what the hell?
Well, yeah. If you were like, name one time, I don't do that. And she was like, well.
And if you want me to go back to last year on this date.
You know, I've said before that I wish like my life was filmed because when I've gotten in an argument with a significant other and they say something,
this.
I'd be like, oh, let's pull up the review tape.
There's right. NFL review people and then there's pork chop like relationship.
Yes.
Throw the red flag challenge.
Hey, Mark, can you hang on? Because I think there's some people that would like to talk to you and maybe give you some advice if you really are considering continuing on and marrying this woman.
Oh, that would be, yeah, for sure. That would be great. I'm not sure what to do, so.
All right, well, dude, hang on. We're going to get to some calls. If you want to help out Mark, I'm sure he'd appreciate it. We're doing group therapy. It's 833-563-2539. Joan McKenzie, it's Radio Now, and we're doing group therapy today. We are talking to Mark, whose girlfriend apparently making a list and checking it twice. That's pretty much what's going on with Mark. She's tallying up all the things he does, McKenzie, that you know she doesn't approve of.
Yeah, so Mark was telling us that he actually found the list, and he hasn't approached her about it, but now he's like, I don't know if I want to propose to this woman if she's keeping tabs on everything I do that's wrong. So we feel you, Mark. We're going to get you some help, some advice. Our phone lines are blowing up.
All right, Mark, and feel free to talk to anybody, okay? Because our goal of group therapy is to help you out. So let's go to Jennifer this morning. Hey, Jennifer, you're on with Mark. Should he continue on with the relationship and eventually marry this lady?
No way. No, run. First of all, if she's keeping tabs on things you're doing wrong now and you're just dating, I can only imagine what she's going to keep tabs on later. Second of all, true love is not about keeping score of who does right and wrong. And that isn't, I mean, there's no way she doesn't truly love him, if that's
aww,
the case.
Whoa.
That's deep.
That hurts.
I do agree exactly what you say. If you, because people are like, oh, if you're having a very, like a tumultuous time now, it just gets like harder when you get married because other things come into play.
All right.
That's what I'm worried about. You know, it's like, I mean, I think she loves me truly. I really do. But, you know, I do worry, like, is it going to get harder than it needs to be and more complicated, you know?
Not that you can't get through it if there's, I mean, that bond at all. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that people that are like, oh my gosh, my boyfriend, we fight 24/7. I'm like, you guys don't have kids. You don't even live together. You don't have a mortgage you're worrying about. I was like, so you really have to build that solid foundation before you commit
but
to each other.
You bring up a good point, but are they actually fighting though, or is she just writing things down? Because my point is like, does she ever say this stuff to you?
No, again, we do talk about like if she's really upset about something, but it also at the same time is how long is this stuff bubbling up? Like she's getting it down, but also is it helping getting it? You know, I don't know. Like I'm really shocked to find this long list here already. And again, it's only been a year.
But
you know?
It could be therapeutic. I'm just saying it could just be to release it.
Let's go to Amy this morning. Amy, what do you think about this? What should Mark do?
Well, first of all, I just want to say what McKenzie just said, it could be therapeutic. Like if she hasn't specifically came to you about and yelled at you about the hair in the sink, then it shouldn't be a big deal. Because I personally am with Pork Chop, and I think my life should be a movie so I can pull up receipts at any time. And last night, as a matter of fact, my boyfriend does something that he swears he never does. And I looked over at my best friend and I looked at her phone and I said, okay, it's January 8th, 10 o'clock on the dot.
Mark is down.
This. Because he did it.
Did he do? We have to know.
Oh, it was a comment he made, but the kids were around, and I told him he shouldn't make those kind of comments. And he says he doesn't, but he did.
See? And I have write that down.
Oh, trust me. Amy's run out of ink writing things down, it sounds like. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll go to Sarah, listening in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. What do you think, Sarah?
I think that he shouldn't take it as a personal attack because I don't think she's trying to make it seem like she's being rude. I think she's just writing down when she's mad in the moment instead of making a big scene and, like, fighting with him, kind of like for no reason. You know, for someone who's been in therapy, you know, therapists always tell you to think of the 555. It's going to matter in 5 minutes. It's going to matter in 5 months. It's going to matter in 5 years. And clearly, maybe that list is just things that she's maybe mad for 5 minutes. And instead of making a big scene with you and actually causing a real fight, she's just writing it down. And, I mean, if you really do love her, then I think communication's the key. And just be like, hey, I found this list. I'm not upset about it. I was kind of a little weirded out about it. But, you know, it's all about being honest. And, you know, if you found it and you're upset about it, then you should just talk to her about it. Because, I mean, there's maybe things that she's done that upset you and you just held it in too. So
I think that's a great point. Maybe come from it from the angle like, hey, I want to work on me. I found this list, so I'm going to attack, you know, number 4 this week, number 6 the other week or something. I like that.
Well, and I think the difference too is that like people are like, you know, keep a journal. She's just writing it down to get it out. This isn't a journal. These are tallies. Like it's not like, I totally am a huge journaler. So when I'm really upset, I write about it, but I write like 3 pages of information, get all of my feelings out. You can't get all of your feelings out by just going, bah! And marking one next to something. Like, it's not like she's journaling about it. She's just keeping tabs.
But if you do get, like, say, Jewel Daddy was doing something, and he's like, I never do that, Liv. And, like, he does it, like, would you not be like, well.
Well, he does do that. He does say that. And he's like, no, I never do that. I'm like, yes, you do. And then, like, we talk it out. But I'm not, like, going to pull up a receipt because that's not what our relationship is about. In that moment, I'll be like, okay, you might not think you do it, but right now you did it.
Right.
And I'm hurt. And this is why. And this is why I don't want you to do this.
I think right there, communication is key, Mark. So this has kind of opened your eyes. And I think it could be a good thing.
Mark, I think you should continue on, man. What are you going to do?
Yeah, no, I definitely heard some things that are going to make me want to sit down and just talk with her and approach it in that way, in the sense of, you know, hey, I was cleaning, I found this list. Because it's not like I was snooping, because I really wasn't. I actually was cleaning. And I think as long as I make her aware of that, maybe she'll feel more comfortable telling me and we'll have it worked out. Again, I'm not upset. Like some of the people were saying, it's just it was weird to find something so detailed, not just, you know, oh, I was upset today and, you know, he did this and whatever. It was, you know, specific dates and stuff.
Just tell somebody, Mark, in case she does go crazy for your own safety. And please give us an update if you do have anything.
So dramatic, Joe. No, well, tell somebody.
Well, I'm saying for protection. Like, let's say she's like,
she's just
you
saying,
did
like,
what?
He left hair in the sink. She's not like.
Okay, ladies, like, you never leave a mane in the bathroom, like in the shower. Please. Group therapy, you want to be on it? All you got to do is DM us. It's Joe and Mackenzie.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Jillian Michaels, you might remember her from The Biggest Loser, personal trainer. She was on TV the other day, or I'm sorry, like online yesterday for an interview, and she made these comments about Lizzo, which she's not backing down from, and she's getting a lot of heat. I want you to hear what she said. And want to know if you agree with her or disagree with her. Call in, be part of the show at 833-563-2539.
I personally found and I love celebrities like Lizzo or Ashley Graham who are really preaching self-acceptance.
I love her music.
Yeah.
100%. Well, I don't know anything about her. I'm sure she's a cool, awesome chick.
Yeah, and I love that they're putting images out there that we normally don't get to see of bodies that we don't get to see being celebrated. And
but why are we celebrating her body? Why does it matter? That's what I'm saying. Like, why aren't we celebrating her music? Because it isn't going to be awesome if she gets diabetes.
Well, I want to ask you.
I'm just being honest. Like, I love her music. Like, my kid loves her music. But there's never a moment where I'm like, and I'm so glad that she's overweight. Like, why do I even care? Like, why is it my job to care about her weight?
Okay.
This is getting causing a lot of controversy. So Lizzo reportedly is 5'10 and weighs around 250 pounds. That's just according to, but online is never totally accurate. So, I mean, she is 5'10. I mean, she's not like a petite little thing.
No, but I mean, she's definitely like, I don't know if she's a healthy body weight, and I'm not trying to judge. Like, this is a guy that I've said on there, I'm like 390 pounds. I'm big, I'm trying to lose weight, and I think I'm a great person. You should love me. You shouldn't treat me any different, but, like, me being overweight is not long-term the best road for my health and my success. It's just a fact.
And
I don't know if Jillian should be getting all the heat for it or not.
I think she should. I have a lot of opinions about this, but I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet. We're not celebrating like, yay, Lizzo, you're overweight. Like, you're over the average weight. You're over the weight of what doctors recommend. That's not what we're celebrating. We're celebrating the confidence that she has in her own skin, even though she is not the stereotypical celebrity size 2.
Against the societal norm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating her confidence in her own skin and in her own body. That's what's being celebrated here, which I think is very important. I think it's very important to have different representations of body types because you know what? Guess what? There are people that live healthy lifestyles, but just because of the way their metabolism is, their body is, their body shape, their bone structure, they're never going to be a size 0 or a size 2. And that's okay. And that's not representative enough in our society when it comes to like celebrities and Hollywood.
Yeah, and there's extremely skinny and thin people that are very unhealthy.
Exactly. I mean,
but you maybe don't see that up front.
Let's go to Raina this morning, 833-563-2539. If you want to join in, what do you want to say?
I don't think that was any of her business. Like, if somebody wants to contact her about weight loss and how to live healthy, then that's what she needs to promote, not what she thinks of other people. I think it's awful she said that.
And do you kind of agree then to what Liv was saying and Mackenzie to a point too on the opposite ends there that it's not necessarily about the size of her, it's about her feeling comfortable in like the body type that she has?
Exactly. I know a girl that runs every single day, eats horribly, has high cholesterol and everything. She's got the best body on the planet and she's very unhealthy. So she might have the best scores of any of us and, you know, has the body that she has. I just don't think it's anyone's business. I think that's what's wrong with our society today is everybody's worrying about what everybody else is doing. It's not your business.
All right, and I'm just thinking off the top of the head real quick, 833-563-2539. Rain, I want to ask you as well. No, that's true. And trust me, once again, I'm coming from a guy that's a very big guy. Like, I'm very sensitive about my weight. I'm the first to admit it. But I also think about, though, too, like, I'm influencing people. Whether you listen to the show, I'm a big brother with big brothers, big sisters. Like, I don't want my big brother to strive or think it's okay to be overweight. Like, not that you have to have a perfect body. It's not about that, but it's just you should be healthier. You should have a healthier lifestyle.
Right.
And we always talk about how these, like the Kardashians, for example, are setting unrealistic expectations, but everybody strives to look like them with lip injections and bigger boobs and butts. Is it kind of the same thing then if like people are looking at Lizzo and they're trying, like, well, it's good. I can be a big, thick girl, which I'm asking. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm asking the question.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. Maybe they are. Maybe she's someone, like you said, she's someone's looking up to her and her lifestyle. But that also could say someone's looking up to you as to you, you're trying to live a healthier lifestyle. So someone's looking up to you going, you know what? He's really trying. I'm really trying. He's my inspiration, you know?
Yeah.
On the flip side, though, I think Jillian Michaels, like Joe. Joe talks about his weight a lot, like pretty much every day. So I guess Jillian's saying, why is that part of her identity? Like Lizzo, she's a bigger girl. She's proud. Why can't it just be Jillian saying about her music?
That's a good point.
Like, why can't Joe just be Joe instead of every day talking about your weight? Like, you're always like, I'm a bigger guy. I'm this, like, I'm pretty much, it's like, why can't you just be Joe?
I think if Jillian did not say the diabetes comment, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, because she prefaced it by, like, she's amazing. I love her. My kid rocks out to her music.
Diabetes. Brian, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What'd you want to say?
I just want to say, I don't think Jillian Michael said anything necessarily wrong. Ain't nobody celebrating her weight. She celebrates her weight. I'm 6'6", 562 pounds, and I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm still sexy.
Yes.
And if you're overweight, you can get diabetes a little easier. It's just a little easier.
Brian,
all right.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Debbie, and we'll wrap things up with her. Hey, Debbie, you're on Joe and Mackenzie.
Hey, good morning. You know, first of all, I don't see anything wrong with what Jillian said. My problem with Lizzo was the whole thing at the basketball game when she showed up half naked.
Yeah.
She didn't become confident or classy. She became very trashy to me. I won't listen to her music anymore because every time I hear her voice, I see her ass hanging out at the basketball game and it makes me sick. That's not trying to be, I don't even know what she was trying to prove, but to me, she's not classy. She's very trashy to me and I don't even listen to her music. So that's my opinion on the thing. I'm not celebrating whether she's big, little. I'm 300 pounds. I can be sexy and confident with all of my clothes on. I don't have to prove anything to anybody.
Debbie, that's a great point. If you don't know what she's talking about, she had Lizzo showed up at an NBA game with like kind of like a whale's tail. Like you could see her buttocks and just like a thong showing and she was twerking and stuff. And I will say, I don't think we would have been like, go girl, if it was just like an average Jane. She would have probably honestly been escorted out like someone that just did that. That was like,
Debbie, what if we can get you one of those customized just like Lizzo? Would you wear it?
Absolutely not. I am fully clothed right now with leggings, a very cute shirt, and I feel very confident today. I don't need to be naked in public to prove anything. I'm awesome.
All right. Thank you so much, Debbie. I really want those pants, to be honest. Let my butt cheeks breathe.
She was banned from the Staples Center, by the way. She's not allowed back. So it's not like it was like no repercussion.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think if it was just like Debbie, you know, Smith, it wouldn't have been like,
yeah,
you
that's
go,
true,
girl.
But we also see supermodels all the time wearing sheer shirts with nothing underneath where they're with their nipples, like clear as day, like walking the streets of New York City. So I think it happens on both spectrums.
All right. Well, hey, this is a conversation I think we should maybe put up on our Facebook or on our Twitter if we haven't already. Make sure you follow us on both. Twitter, it is Joe and Mackenzie. For Facebook, if you're in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. And in Houston, it's Radio Now Houston.
I mean, at the end of the day, seriously, as cheesy as it sounds, beauty does come in all shapes, sizes, and forms.
Yes.
All right.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
We really need you to call in if you are a twin. If we don't have any twins, we will not get the answers that we are seeking. So please, I implore you, if you're a twin, if you know somebody that's a twin, tell them to call Joe Mackenzie right now at 833-563-2539 to answer some of the questions that we want to know. Because nobody on here has twins. We all have siblings, but no twins.
And tweens. Yeah, so we need, where are our twins at? Because we want to know, is there really a telepathic communication that happens? Do you feel what your twin feels? Do you know instinctively what's going on with your twin? It's really fascinating.
Like, don't twins know when they're in danger?
Or like, sometimes when one hurts, the other one feels pain, I've heard. I don't know, I think
now,
it's interesting.
I'm not even trying to be like creepy, but like, let's say somebody know, like, do twins know when you're being intimate?
That is so creepy. Why would you just think that?
Because they feel things. How can the twins only feel certain things but not another thing?
I don't know. We'll have to ask a twin.
These are the questions I have. I don't feel guilty at all, Mackenzie, for asking these questions because they're the things we all want to know. Does anybody know twins? Like, does anybody know any twins at all that maybe they have some inside info?
Yeah, I actually have like best friends that are twins.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there are two dudes, and I went to college with them, and they're, like, literally two of, like, my really, really good friends. And they said that they can, like, feel out each other's, like, vibes. So they said, like, when one of them wakes up that he can initially like just tell how the vibe of the other one's going to be before talking, before even like really like seeing each other. They're just like, oh, whoa. Mm-hmm. And then like once they see each other, before they even open their mouth or anything, they know if like they're upset, if they're mad, like what's that, they know that something's up.
That's
they don't
so
know exactly what, but they're like, hey, like what's up? Like
are they
something's
identical?
Off. Yes.
Identical twins. Okay.
They're identical
I don't know if there's
twins.
Like a difference if that would be more in sync.
Yeah, I don't know. But like they definitely can feel out each other's like vibes and tell when something is up.
Hmm. Okay, well, hey, we got some twins on the phone. Our asking
yes!
has paid off. Let's go to Brittany first this morning in Houston. Hey, Brittany, can you take
Hi,
us off?
Guys.
Are you
hey,
got your,
girl.
You got your window down or speakerphone or something? Or
through my car.
Okay, your car's really loud, but I'll take it because you're a twin. So how you have a 27-year-old twin just like you.
Yes.
And, like, can you and her, like, sense things are wrong with each other? Like, I want to know about your twin powers.
Yes. So sometimes if I'm feeling upset, she'll text me and just be like, hey, are you okay? And it's like, wow, no, I'm not. Like, and then so we can just go on. And so she lives in Alaska. And I had this weird feeling for a little bit, actually twice, and the first time she had finally told me that she was pregnant, and then the second time is when she told me she was engaged. But
so
I was like having this like weird, the first time was like with the pregnancy, it was just a weird feeling, and so I texted her, I was like, hey, I'm feeling really off lately, like I don't know what's going on, and she was like, well, I don't want to freak you out or anything, but I'm pregnant.
Well, what does that sensation feel like?
That's what it is.
What is that sensation, Brittany? Like, what is it like? Do you get a tingling? Do you feel warm inside?
Well, I was craving food that I wouldn't normally crave.
So
whoa!
You had the pregnancy cravings. My mind is blown.
Oh, my gosh. Brittany, thank you for calling in
whoa.
This morning. See, this is so fascinating to me. All right, let's go to another person that has a twin out there. Anna, hi, you're on Joe and Mackenzie.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you being our little guinea pig answering all of our questions. So as we've talked about, are there any other like twin connections, things that you haven't like, just similar with your twin where you feel things, or are there twins that have like no connection at all? Yeah, they're related, but they don't feel the same thing.
Yeah, so my sister and I were fraternal. She's 2 minutes older than me, and we're really close. We got closer as we got older. We're 24, and we're very close. I think it's not so much as a tingly feeling, like people say, but we're just so, like, empathetic towards each other, I guess would be the right word to say. Like, if she's very upset, like, it ruins, like, my whole day just because I feel like her problems are my problems. So when she's upset, like, and we live like 3 hours apart from each other. I see her like once a month, but like just our connection is just really strong and we just feel really empathetic towards each other.
And she feels the same. Like when you're going through it, she will have that reaction as well.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think there's we would do anything for each other. I don't think there's a thing that like she and I wouldn't do for each other. We've had like a couple instances of like the telepathy thing.
Yeah. Like what happened?
This was like not a long time ago. It was like 6 or 7 years ago. We were all just like hanging out in our family room and I really needed a tissue to blow my nose. It sounds crazy. And she just gets up and gets herself like a snack and she brings me a tissue. And she's like, and I look at her and I'm like, why did you bring me this? She said, well, didn't you ask me to grab you one when I went and got
you?
And I was like, no, I didn't. And I asked both my parents. I was like, mom, dad, did I ask her? And they're like, no, you didn't say anything. Like, we didn't hear you ask her.
Wow.
That is incredible.
That was the only, like, big thing that happened, yeah.
That's still pretty cool. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Guys, this is getting interesting. I want to delve deeper. Do you want to do another call?
Yeah, we got time.
All right, let's go to Christy this morning in Houston. Christy, you have an identical twin. How old are you?
24.
All right, do you have any examples of maybe telepathic connections or just feeling something for the same? And a question I have, have you ever, like, you know how sometimes I've seen in movies and stuff where, like, you kiss, like, the person kisses the wrong twin? Like, have you had, like, a boyfriend that kissed your sister?
No, that's actually never happened before. No, that's never happened.
Okay, okay. But what else? Tell us more about your twinning.
Yeah, so there was actually I've seen a couple of times. So it's kind of freaky. We're like, wow, okay, twin towers. So like the very first one, I think it was when we were like, around like 18-ish, I think 18, 19, and it was like a high school job. And
hey, Christy, can you talk right into your phone? Like, put it against your mouth. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh yeah, of course. Can you hear me better?
100
yes,
times better. Little. Listen, yeah. Nothing wrong with you. Okay, little phone etiquette. Always put it against your mouth. There you go.
Okay. So I think it was like the first time. Yeah, like again, it was like a high school job. And I think it was her very first day. It was like her first job. And she was so tired. Like she was like, well, I didn't know this. You know, she was working. And I was at home, you know, with my mom and everything. And I was feeling pain in my legs. I was just so tired. I felt so drained. And I was like, why do I feel so drained? I'm not doing anything. And then my sister, she got home from work. And she was so tired. She was like, I hurt my leg. She's like, on my way back home. And I was like, oh, what happened? She's like, I tripped and I fell. She's like, and she was having so much pain.
That's crazy.
We got your twin on the phone right now. How'd she know to call?
Da da da.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
An Indiana woman was wearing an FBI hat, and I don't think it was one of those like little cute ones like female body inspector hats, but I guess she really thought she was with the FBI, at least was pretending to be. That's what she told gas station employees, and she also said, oh, by the way, I'm with the CIA. So it's like, wait a minute, you're wearing an FBI hat, but you're with the CIA. She went in there and asked to see the building security cameras. An employee called the cops. They're like, all right, this is a little suspicious. The woman showed her ID but couldn't provide a badge, which you'd think you'd have one if you're wearing an FBI hat with the CIA. When officers arrived, the woman tried driving away in a vehicle that didn't have license plate. You know, maybe she's undercover. After the woman was pulled over, she said people were using counterfeit money at the gas station and she needed to see their security tapes. When asked who she worked for, the woman told the police, CIA. Once again, she was still wearing the FBI hat.
Get your facts straight, lady.
It doesn't say it here, but it sounds like she might have been messed up or something. She was totally off her rocket. That's your dummy of the day.
Speaking of all this law enforcement, today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day.
So. Oh, well, shout out to all of our men and women in the blue. We appreciate
you. Thank you for your service. Certainly we do.
Good morning. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and you can be part of the conversation. Twitter and Instagram, it's Joe McKenzie, or you can call the show right now. It's 833-563-2539. If we were to hop up inside your refrigerator, what would you be embarrassed of?
What might we be surprised to find? So all of our social media, Kim Kardashian gave people a look inside of her fridge. People were eked out. Well, first of all, it's amazing. Liv and I were like, we could watch for hours because everything is pristine in her pantry. There's no plastic. We'll give you a sneak peek of the tour in a second. But she was missing. There was like nothing but like multiple kinds of milk in the initial one. And then she takes us further.
Yeah, she took a...
Are you talking?
Oh,
What's going on?
She took a photo of her eating cereal, and in the background was just, we've learned one of her refrigerators that people were freaking out about.
All right, check it out.
Okay, so since the inside of my fridge is so baffling and I saw all these news reports, I'm going to give you guys a tour of my fridge. I have a walk-in refrigerator where we keep all of our fresh organic produce. Then if you want a little more chaos with tons of oat milk and almond milk, you have this refrigerator.
Wow.
So she's got this pristine fridge with like all the organic fruits and veggies. And of course she's like gives a hey to her chef.
It looks like, well, as you say, chef, it looks like I've like watched like Restaurant Impossible. It looks like a real kitchen, a place you go and eat. Like that's her like storage area. It's insane.
They have a regular kitchen, obviously, like throughout their house. And then they also have like an industrial kitchen. So it's like all industrial things, like a industrial like stove, like prep area, all this stuff. Also, she has like three pantries. She like takes you through the pantries. I mean, the video is much longer, but it was mesmerizing.
We're forgetting a key component. She has a froyo machine.
Oh yes,
which is amazing. Her own froyo machine, like on cruise ships.
I would be shocked if I found that in one of your fridges. Like what? You
That'd
got a froyo?
I just put my mouth under it and be like, oh, it's and so good.
I guarantee she uses like almond milk or something for it too, which
exactly.
would be so good.
There was a cool place that I went to, but it closed down. But it was super healthy. It was like stevia. It was low sugar, and it was the best froyo. And they only offered like fresh fruit toppings, so it was like a healthy alternative, but if you had a little sweet tooth.
Yum.
You need to bring that back if someone wants to open that. That'd be awesome.
833-563-2539. What would we be shocked to find in your fridge?
Well, my refrigerator, before I had my boyfriend Cody, I had a date over, and he opened my refrigerator and just started laughing. And it's because it was like totally empty.
So you had like what, mustard and like a beer or something?
And a lamp, like a light on. That's it.
Exactly. But now with my boyfriend, Cody, we haven't been shopping in a while. So it's kind of bare. But something I would be embarrassed about is we have like 4 half full McDonald's cups in there for some reason.
What?
Why?
There's no carbonation left in them. That's
gross. I know.
So why don't you just dump them out?
Well, I mean, I will. It's just, you know, I've been busy. But, but I will get to that.
Are they the same thing in there?
I don't know.
Like sweet tea, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I get Dr. Pepper. He gets root beer.
You know what I kind of want to do now, too? Because this is just making my brain go like with ideas. I kind of want to know, what did you find in your fridge? Because my mother-in-law, I just thought about this. Holy crap. Go up there for the Christmas holiday. And I know Joe with healthy salad dressing, or whatever. But I was looking through her fridge. There was salad dressing, definitely expired, from 2009. Guys, 11 years old.
That is a thing, like especially
11 years.
Older, I don't know. They leave salad
That's
dressings
so
in there.
Gross.
You just made me think of another funny thing, Joe. My grandma, she's Czechoslovakian, or was, rest in peace. But one of the big things in Czechoslovakia is you paint eggs. So like, aww, she would give them to us, and my family didn't want them to like spoil, so they'd keep them in the refrigerator. I've had some in there for years.
Those are not good. Just because you keep it in the refrigerator doesn't mean it doesn't spoil.
I mean, I know that, but they want to, you know, they wouldn't keep the egg outside. So in there for years, I had a friend sleep over one time, and in the middle of the night, went and cooked one.
Oh, God.
Did they eat it?
I was sleeping. I don't know. I woke up, and then
are they still alive?
She said they're probably dead now.
My mom
was like,
are
they still your friend?
Yeah. My mom was like, where's Nana's eggs?
Oh, my word.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Pork Chop on his phone whispering sweet nothings into it. It's Joe McKenzie here on Indies Radio Now. 100.9. Guys, it's hot outside. I'm looking right now. It's 32.
No.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But it's going to get up to 53.
Were you going to say 69? Yeah.
I was looking at LA because I'm going there. I'm like, yeah, 68 and sunny. Oh, wait.
No, it's going to be rainy starting like early Friday morning all the way through Saturday.
8 p.m. tonight on my trusty iPhone weather app.
Oh, boy. We've talked about that before.
Let's be thankful. I mean, it could be a snow blizzard. It's 53.
Oh, snow is so much better than rain.
And
61 on Saturday? Do you see that?
Yeah, 60. This is good news.
No, but it's pouring rain, guys. That's terrible.
Yeah, but I'd rather have like a little bit of the warmth. Normally around this time, when you go outside and sniff, your snot freezes your nostrils closed.
That's why I'm always like, why do I live somewhere where the air hurts my face?
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't even make sense.
Oh, I love the Midwest. That's why, you know what you guys have to do? You don't have beards.
True.
Grow a beard out, you'd be hunky dory.
You're also never cold, so.
That is true.
You're never uncomfortable.
That is very true. I'm often very hot. Like right now, I'm a tad bit warm. What's everybody got going on for the rest of the day? Mackenzie, we'll start off with you.
Ooh, I have to run some errands real quick and then get back for a meeting that we have. And then I'm really exhausted. I got like 4.5 hours sleep last night because it was my birthday. So I'm going to try to sneak in a cat nap if I can so I can actually function and then pick up my little girl from school. What about you guys?
I'm going to try to relax, try to rest. My voice feels 1,000 times better. It's because hopefully you'll run to Starbucks for me. the medicine ball drink they have there. That seemed to help a lot.
You can DoorDash Starbucks, too.
Oh, boy. I'll do McKenzie if I could. It's probably cheaper on the delivery charge.
Not really. I have a $20 surcharge.
$20?
Yeah.
Dang. All right. Well, Liv?
Uh-huh.
How much you charge?
Me?
Yeah.
Let me think about it. I'm just kidding.
Jeez. Okay.
We miss having our interns. They were the best.
Yes, they were the best at getting things for us. No, actually, speaking of intern Chloe Money, I believe she's coming up today.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jules is back. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I am looking forward to resting in bed, relaxing, and just trying to get the voice back like to 100% by Friday. What about you, Chops?
Well, cue the Family Feud music. It is Thursday night, so that means Family Feud trivia at the Britain Tavern. Team Condoms Prevent Minivans will be coming back for another win.
Last week, what place were you in?
Like ninth.
So we'll be. Oh no! We suck again!
We'll be going for first place this week.
All right, and what about you, Liv the Web Girl? What do you got going on?
I am so exhausted, so I'm definitely going to make a Starbucks run as well, and I have to make a playlist for my Psycho Bar class I have later tonight, and shout out to my boyfriend's sister, Chelsea. She's coming to class with her friend, KG, so I'm really excited. Always makes it fun, and also I asked them if they had any requests
Ooh.
For songs for the playlist, so that also makes it a little bit easier on me.
So could I request, I'm going to come on Tuesday night to
absolutely request
again.
Away
okay I love the music, it's so fun.
Do you do long songs?
Yeah, I will sometimes do long songs. I almost did a 6.5 minute song the other day and I was like, I think everyone would walk out.
Okay, because I was gonna say, could you do Freebird?
How long is that song?
It's like 7 or 8 minutes.
No.
Would get boring for us.
And
but it's gonna build on
the fight. Is a kind of boring song.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I feel triggered. All right, well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.